Does greatness require solitude? Does greatness require solitude? In my circle of friends, I would say that I'm probably the one that leans more towards being in solitude. Now, that's not either a good thing or a bad thing, but I lean towards the isolation. When I was younger, when I was probably in my teens, I didn't really have too many friends. So I didn't have like a circle of group of people I could go and rely on or depend on for emotional strength or growth. So I relied on solitude. I relied on being by myself. Everybody wants, let me scratch that. There's a part of me that wants greatness, to do something great with my life. Not on a superficial level, but to do something great for other people around me in the form of, whether it be creativity, in the form of communication, to really make an impact on people around me. And when I think about solitude, there's something special about being in solitude. You get to go inside of yourself and really make friends with ego, and really make friends with fear, and really make friends with love. Does greatness require a sense of solitude? Unfortunately, I don't have that answer. I'm discovering it. I'm trying to figure it out. Many would argue no. Many would say that no, it doesn't require solitude because you need a great partner or you need a great friend or a great team. That's on the surface level. We all need people around us to accomplish stuff. I would not be who I am if I didn't have the help of other people. The only reason I am even a tad bit successful is because of other people. You know, people have helped me in life. They have countless people who just helped me. And I'm not talking superficial help. The help may have came in a form of a lesson. The help maybe would have came in from a relationship that lasted 5 minutes or 5 years. The point being is, there's something special about solitude. I remember doing a certain commercial, and it was an on-camera thing. And after I got done with my creative poetry thing, I had a group of these 20-something-year-olds actors and actresses who wanted to talk to me about life afterwards. It was a really awkward feeling because who am I? Who am I to talk to you about life? But I was like, fuck it. You know, you don't get this opportunity ever, man. So I was like, all right, let me go talk to people. You know, I like talking to people. As much as I love solitude, I like talking to people. Fucking, it doesn't make sense, but it does. It fucking does. So I go and then there's this actress chick and she's talking about life and she's talking about how she's not as happy. And her friend passed away or something and she's getting emotional. And I asked her, has she ever been in solitude? And in our conversation, she told me that she's never even went on a hike by herself. She's never went on a hike by herself. Something simple you could do, go on a mile hike in your neighborhood by yourself. No, hasn't done it. And all I could tell her is, go spend some time in solitude. There's something about solitude that heals grief. There's something about solitude that puts up the mirror. There's something about solitude that allows you to just pause and enter a different type of reality. And it's only your reality, you know what I mean? Like it's not inflicted by no social media, no fucking messages or someone trying to sell you shit. There's something special about solitude. You may or may not get greatness in it, but that's not the point. Spend some time in solitude to get to know yourself. Spend some time. It can be 10 minutes, 20 minutes. It could be, for some people, it's a couple of months. Whatever it is for you, spend some time in solitude. Get to know yourself. And in that journey, you might sense your own greatness. I'm not foolish enough to think I'm going to be great or everyone has greatness in them. But I am hopeful enough to say that we all have a little bit of grace of gratefulness in us. We all have a little bit of grace of gratefulness in us. We all have a little bit of grace and gratefulness in us. And solitude will help you discover that.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.